Audio by Nightfawn. Find me on r/Nightfawn or on Pornhub or YouTube under the username Nightfawn. This content was created by a consenting adult for other consenting adults. Do not consume this content if you are under the age of 18 or considered a minor in your place of residence. And please do not repost or republish my work. Thank you and enjoy. Welcome home, sir. How was your day? I see. I'm sorry to hear you had a rough day, sir. I'm almost done washing the dishes. It should only take a minute, and then we can talk properly. Why don't you get comfortable on the couch while I finish up? I'll get you something to drink when I'm finished, if you'd like. Here you are, sir. Now, why don't you tell me what's on your mind? I'm so sorry to hear that. No one should have to put up with what your boss put you through. You should hear what my boss makes me do. You really must have had a long day. Usually you laugh at my dumb jokes. Seriously, though, I totally understand being worn out from work. You're not the only boss I've ever had, you know. Sometimes the houses were really big, and that's so much work. Like, I get it. That's why I'm here now, to make life easier for you. Don't make me come over there and force you to relax. Yes, I understand that's an oxymoron. Just shush and let me give you a hug. There. See? Nothing beats my hugging for bringing those stress levels down. Tell you what, why don't I throw in a few head scratches for good measure? You look like you could use them. What do you mean I don't have to? It's part of helping you relax. Now, stop trying to get away and hold still. See? For all your protesting, you seem to be rather enjoying yourself, sir. And you're just putty in my hands right now, aren't you? About all I got out of that was a very pleased-sounding mumble. Why, thank you, sir. I thought you might like the perfume I picked out for today. Something light and pleasant, but not overwhelming. What are you talking about? I could never plan something like this. That's just crazy talk, sir. Now, stop fussing over every little thing and just calm down. Lay your head against my chest and just breathe with me. I can feel all that tension melting from your shoulders. That's it. Just close your eyes and relax. Don't worry if you fall asleep. After all, you had a very long day, sir. Just keep breathing and focusing on the sound of my heart. It feels really nice to just hold someone like this. Breathing together and being so close. It's almost like we're one person. I know this is highly unprofessional, but I don't see you complaining. Honestly, at this point, we are pretty close, so what's wrong with us relaxing together? You smell really good, by the way. Oh, wait. That's just me. I could stay like this all day. Just relaxing and cuddling. Not a care in the world. You really should get some rest, though, sir. Don't worry. I'll be here the whole time. Of course, I don't mind staying a little later while you catch up on sleep. That's really no trouble. You won't find a better pillow than my chest, or so I've been told. If you want, I can hum some more, or just breathe and let you drift off to sleep that way. How does that sound? I thought so. Come here, then. Of course, I'm going to play with your hair. It helps everyone get to sleep, sir. I know of another way I can help you relax. Plus, I've been wanting to try something for a while now. Don't worry about staying awake. In fact, I want you to be asleep for this. It's more fun that way. Here, lie down and get comfortable. I'll take care of everything for you. All you have to do is drift off to sleep and enjoy. A good night's kiss. Someone's feeling cheeky. All right, if you insist. Just a kiss or two, and you're out like a light. You really needed this, didn't you? Well, let's do something about that lump in your pants. Give you a little breathing room. I can see you really enjoyed cozying up to my chest, didn't you? I could make a joke about polishing your silverware, but, well, seeing as you're asleep, I guess it would be wasted on you, wouldn't it? Still funny, though. Now, let's get that cock nice and hard. Let me just nestle up against your balls and stroke you. These feel so full. When was the last time these got a proper draining? And don't you worry. I'm gonna make sure they're completely empty by the time I'm done. Fuck, I really need to taste you. It's so much better than I thought. That was a nice start, but I think I need a little more than just a taste. This is much more fun than I thought it would be. I'm betting you'd appreciate being fully engulfed in my soft, warm, velvety mouth. I can't take it anymore. I need you inside me. Master, please. I guess this will prove if you really are asleep or not, won't it? God, I feel so fucking full of it. Shit, did I wake you up? Oh God, you really are asleep. I'm so fucking hot. I can tell you're really enjoying this too. Well, your cock is twitching inside me. Feels amazing. We've got him exactly how we've always wanted him. Fuck! You fill me up perfectly, Master. I can't take any more. I need it. I need you. This will be all mine. Now do it. Read me. Make me yours. And then you can... No, you will be mine. We're gonna be together forever, sir. You can always come home to your precious loving mate. All you have to do is come. Just let go and come inside my hot, fertile pussy. I can feel it. Oh, God, I can feel it. Oh, here come. Feel me, Master Phil. As much as I'd love to stay here and surprise you, I should really get you cleaned up, shouldn't I? Good morning, sir. I said good morning, sir. Did you have a pleasant dream? I was just a little busy while you slept, just cleaning up is all. A strange dream. I was acting weird. Like, what kind of weird? I was telling you to breed me. That does sound very strange, sir. I didn't know you could be so naughty. Just come rest against me some more, and you can go back to sleep. Thank you so much, Master. Soon, I won't have to hide my feelings for you.